Hey, family, welcome to Positive Thinking Podcast with me, Dr. Jasmine Baker. I'm so elated to come on tonight and bless you guys. We are going to be talking about God sees you. God sees you. How many of you know that nothing escapes the sight of God? Nothing. And if we took that more serious, we would be very careful in what we said and how we treat people and what we do on a day-to-day basis. See, I believe that sometimes we don't really believe that God sees what we do. God sees everything. Nothing escapes his eye. I think that sometimes when we get away with things or when people get away with things, they think that, okay, I'm good. I'm good because it hasn't been addressed. I'm good because I didn't what? I didn't get caught. But I'm here to tell you that God sees you. If I had to title today's topic, I would title it God sees you. See, there's some people out there on today that you have some friends, you're in some relationships, there are some people on your job. Come on, there are some husbands, some wives, some former relationships where people thought they got away with doing you some kind of way. But I'm here to tell you on today, nothing escapes the eyes of God. And the wages of sin is what? It's death. Come on now. And as at the opportune time when your sin will find you out. I didn't make that up. The word of God says your sin will find you. So you got to be careful. That's why the word of God tells us to repent. That's why God loved David so much, because David ran to God immediately when he messed up. Come on now. And when his sin found him, when Nathan went to David and basically told David the riddle, and David, you know, gave this beautiful answer that, you know what, the man in the riddle, he would do this and he would do that. Nathan says, that man is you. And that let David know that my sin has found me out, that I've sinned against God. There, and he does what? He turns to God immediately and repent. We have to get into this place where we immediately turn to God and repent, that we immediately understand that God sees everything. He sits up high and looks down low. It says, heaven is his home, earth is his footstool. Nothing escapes his eye. And just because he doesn't say anything, or that he doesn't put you on blast, or that he doesn't advertise our dirty laundry, it doesn't mean that he's pleased with what we do. And I'm going to show you in the scriptures someone who thought they got away with sin. Come on now. Someone who thought they could brush it under the rug. You know what I mean? When people brush stuff under the rug, they doing stuff on the side and in the background, and they think they can keep brushing it under the rug like don't nobody know. Or they'll try to gaslight you and act like, oh, no, what you're saying, that ain't true. Or what you talking about? You know, you just insecure. No. Your sin will find you. Go over to Genesis 49, 3 through 4. We're going to be in three different scriptures, and I'm going to make this really quick. My title on today is God Sees You. I want you to take this serious, because if we begin to take this serious, I guarantee you we would function a little bit different than what we do. We wouldn't be running our mouth on our jobs. We wouldn't be gossiping and backstabbing and thinking we can get away with stuff. We would take things more serious because we know that God sees us. He sees us. Come on now. I'm in Genesis 49. This is the story of Jacob, and he's at the end portion of his life where he's blessing and prophesying over his sons. It says, and Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, and that I might tell you what which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. I'm at verse 3. It says, Reuben. He's talking to Reuben because Reuben is the oldest. So he's addressing him. So I'm sure when Reuben's getting ready to get addressed, he's the oldest. So he's probably thinking, oh, dad's getting ready to bless me with everything because I'm the oldest. Because, you know, back then it was a custom for them to really bless the oldest son. Now, listen, it says, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, and the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power, unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel. So look, he's saying, look, he's prophesying over him. This is what you are, but this is what you have done, and now you're not going to excel. And he says, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiled thou it. He went up to my couch. Now, you got to get this, because his oldest son slept with his concubine. His oldest son slept with his concubine. And the word of God tells us to honor thy parents, and he will lengthen thy days. And Reuben decides he want to do things his own way. And when he does it his own way, he thought he got away with it, y'all. If you go over to Genesis 35, now I just showed you Jacob prophesying over him and basically putting him on blast. I'm sure when Jacob began to prophesy over him and tell him, I know basically things not going to go too well for you. You're not going to excel, although God gave you the ability to excel, but you not, because you have slept with my concubine. I'm sure he was shocked. I'm sure he was shocked because Jacob is old and getting ready to die. I'm sure he was taken back like, what? How did you know that? I thought I got away with that. I bet you he was so in shock. I can see him. His mouth was open. His mouth was open. He probably wanted to slide down the wall crying. Come on now. He was sad. Listen, this is what it says. Go over to Genesis 35 and 22. Genesis 35 and 22. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land. Israel is Jacob, because remember, Jacob's name was changed to Israel. It came to pass when Israel dwelt in the land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Come on now, think about that. Somebody laying with your husband, or somebody laying with your wife. Y'all think about it like this. Y'all in the same house, and you in one room, you hear them having relations in the other room, and it's having relations with your wife or with your husband in your house. You will be hotter than fish grease. You will be hotter than fish grease. So Israel heard his son having sex with his wife. You say, okay, wait. I thought that Israel was only married to Leah and Rachel. Go over to Genesis 30. I want to walk you through this, because I want you to understand who Bilhah was. Bilhah was his concubine given to him by Rachel. I'm at Genesis 30. It says, and when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister. Remember, Leah kept having the babies. Leah was rejected by Jacob, but God had blessed Leah's womb, and she kept having sons. So Rachel is mad because she can't have no kids. Remember, back then, it was the custom of the time that a woman was considered blessed if she was having sons. So it says, and when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I will die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of thy womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah. Remember, I said Reuben slept with Bilhah. And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her. So this is Rachel telling Jacob to go in unto Bilhah, her maidservant, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, she being Rachel. And basically, Rachel gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went in unto her. I'm at verse 5. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. So come on now. Bilhah conceives and bears Jacob a son, but that's not even the only son. If you jump to 7, it says, and Bilhah's, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. So Bilhah didn't had two kids for Jacob. Two kids by the permission of Rachel. Think about that. So he has a connection with this concubine. He got two kids by her. Now, how is his son, come on now, Reuben, in verse 35, thinking that it's okay for him to go in and sleep with his father's concubine? Come on now, I'm back at 35 and 22. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in the land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. His father heard it. And then now his father's on his deathbed in verse 49, and he's addressing it. He says, unstable as water. I'm at verse 49 and 4. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Come on now. Who does that? I'm here to tell you on today, y'all, nothing escapes God's sight. Don't worry about your enemies. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You know how sometimes we get a little bit frustrated because we wonder, you know, like, Lord, are you going to take care of that? Are you going to let that person get away with what they did to me? I'm here to tell you, God got a way of handling people. He knows how to deal with each and every one of us. He knows how to deal with each and every one of us. You know why I know that? Because Reuben thought he got away with that for years. His father's on his deathbed, y'all. This is years that have passed. And then you can tell it, this has really sunk deep in Jacob's spirit for him to bring it up on his deathbed. He brings it up on his deathbed, prophesying over everybody, letting everybody know why you thought you got away with that, why you thought you was good, why you thought you pushed that under the rug, why you thought I was clueless and you tried to play me and I'm your father. I have two kids by this lady. I'm here to tell you that life is not going to be so easy for you because you've dishonored me. You defiled my bed and you've had years to get it right with me, but you chose not to. So that I'm here to tell you on today, there's people out there that's done you any and every kind of way. They've had time to get it right with you. They've had years, y'all, years to get it right with you. Some people have months, some people have weeks. They had time to get it right with you, but they chose not to. I'm here to tell you on today, God is going to take care of it and sin will find them. God's going to take care of it. Trust me. He showed us in this with Reuben. Reuben then skated by for years. And guess what? His sin found him out. His sin found him out. His sin found him out. I said, nothing escapes the eyes of God. God sees us. God sees you. We have to begin to take that more serious, chosen ones. We have to take it serious. And when we fall short of the glory of God, because the word of God says we've all fallen short of the glory of God, we have to run to him and get it right. Not run away from him, not try to hide. Come on now, so the enemy can begin to play in your mind for the sin that you did. We got to run to him and get it right. We got to run to him and repent quickly. Quickly. We got to run to him and repent quickly. Because when you let that thing sit and sit and sit and sit and sit, and you know you've done something that's completely out of the will of God, and you had an opportunity to get it right, there's a grave consequence for it. Trust me on that. There's a grave consequence for it. I know. Come on now. We're not little kids here. We know walking with God is a serious thing. It's a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful thing. But there's an expectation to be called a child of God. There's principles and standards that the Lord expects us to withhold. He's a holy God. He expects us to do certain things. That's our reasonable service. But Reuben does what? Reuben thought he got away with his sin, and it met him. It met him out of his father's mouth while his father's on his deathbed when he thought he was going to get a blessing and get prophesied over. He got the truth all right. He got the truth that stared him right in the face. The truth looked at Reuben and said, God saw you. That's what was happening. I bet you Reuben, when he sat there, it was like the spotlight's on him. The joke's on you, Jack. Come on now. God saw you. God saw you. And there's a consequence for that, because the wages of sin is what? It's death. I'm here to tell you on today, the word of God says, cry aloud and spare not. Get it right. Get it right while you have time. I love you guys. I want you to be blessed and know you are highly, highly favored.